Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, so I really do want to start this off with a really, I think, crazy story that happened to me just now.
Pray tell.
Okay. Whoa. Okay, first of all, who here believes in
luck?
No. Intuition. Nope. Superstition.
In
believes what? In superstition. Wait, sure. Like, yeah, I believe it exists. Yeah.
Who here, let me rephrase.
Can
who
you believe superstitious in
superstition? Yeah. Is what I meant to say.
Not very.
Okay.
Nah. Somewhat.
So we got really? Mostly non-believers, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. So the year is like 2013, I think. I'm staying at my friend's house and I accidentally back into a mirror and it falls off the wall and it shatters. It's a full length mirror.
Okay.
That's a lot of bad luck.
7 years.
7 years. But right. Is it more because it's a full length mirror? Who knows? Probably not.
They calculate by inch.
Yeah, of the mirror. I don't know how it works.
Did you say full length mirror?
Full length, yeah.
13 years.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
So I actually didn't think about it again because I'm not super superstitious. But for some reason, it popped into my head today, and I have no idea why, and I didn't break anything. Like, I don't know why I thought about that mirror. Remember Gabu's mirror that I broke?
Oh, I was implicated.
You were definitely part of it, yeah.
Oh, right.
But maybe we get to share the bad years then.
Oh, can't wait.
Well, we were doing it already.
Yeah, it's been a rough go.
Don't know why it popped into my head, and I was like, if that really was the case, that I'd accumulated all of these years of bad luck, like, how far into that am I right now? Kind of wanted to do the math, but then I was like, don't play with fire. Just don't do it. So I let it go. So then I'm taking the streetcar here, and I was about to get on the streetcar, and a bird pooed on me.
Oh.
What? Wait,
but how's that related
yeah,
to
okay,
that?
Okay, yeah. Didn't get the reaction I was looking for.
Chips. Potato chips. 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 I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips. Chips. Chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
So a bird pooing on you is supposed to be good luck. And what are the chances?
Oh, the luck reversal?
The coincidence that I would be thinking about my weird bad luck experience and then coincidentally have a weird good luck experience yeah. within the span of like 2 hours.
Yeah, but maybe you think about that bad luck experience all the time and you're like,
I don't.
Manic about it.
Yeah. I don't. That's yeah. why I was trying but to tell you guys. It really randomly popped into my head today. I have no idea why.
I guess that's what weakens the story, because you could be obsessed about that mirror.
Yeah.
You should actually change the story on future tellings
and say,
make it a little more, you know, maybe like, I was just thinking of it, like just in the same moment. Or yeah. that you broke the mirror.
You don't think 2 hours is like enough?
No. I don't know. It's one of those things where the more you tell it, the more you're going to embellish it and
Make
it better. Or
good.
The mirror breaks and then the bird pooed on you right away.
Oh, what
compress
I was wondering.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that's, totally. You know, because they cancel each other out
yeah.
and then
yeah.
break.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not a liar, though, okay. Brooks, so I will, yeah.
Or the mirror.
I won't change the story.
Or the mirror was driving the streetcar.
Ooh.
I mean, that would be something.
Now it's just a nightmare.
That's abstract. Yeah, yeah. It's a nightmare thing.
But either way, it's canceled it out, right?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is it net neutral now?
Yeah.
On the
I don't know that the bird poo thing is like an official one.
Okay. Yeah, me neither. I think that's just like, I normal. Think people just say that. I don't think it's even a thing.
Okay, well.
I mean, I guess that's all superstition, but.
Where did the bird poo on you?
Well, my hand between these two fingers. Where a cigarette would go for anyone who's listening. I don't smoke. I'm actually talking about between my ring finger and my pinky finger, which is where I would smoke my cigarettes from. Okay, well, thank you guys for letting me tell that because I thought it was like a really exciting story. Can tell that you guys all really liked it as well.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah. It was good.
I don't need your pity, you guys. I'm net neutral now.
I mean, it's up for debate if it cancels each other out.
I think it maybe took 1 year off or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I'm at a dozen.
Well, no, I think I was just kidding before. 7 years bad luck for all mirrors, regardless of size. Right.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Even a full length.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Noted. And that's half of yours, too. So
I know, yeah.
So you've
took three
and a half
for
each.
Both of us.
Does it count for me? I don't think it counts for me.
I don't know. You need to go to an aviary or something. We are in studio today with
Morgan
and Brooks
of the Amazing Gale Pile and other creative ventures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not the only thing we do.
No, we know.
What else do we do?
Well, Morgan's in a wonderful rock outfit.
Oh, that's right.
Weaves.
Yeah.
Outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But together. Oh, yeah, we did Cock Guns.
Right.
Yeah, many years ago. Yeah, and
some other things that, you know, we just aren't collected paychecks that we didn't actually like.
I wanted to ask you guys, did you ever notice that you both have water-themed names?
Brooks?
Yeah, Waters.
No.
Kind of. I didn't notice that because I don't associate my first name with water.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But people have brought that up in the past, but it's not something that's in my mind all the time.
Okay.
It's sort of a celebrity-sounding. Both of our names are pretty L.A. It's nice, right? It's like, oh, our parents were cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
Or something.
No, you guys do have kind of celeb Hollywood names.
Yeah.
Totally. Is there something that you associate like with your first name all the time rather than water?
No, but I told Morgan this recently when I was a kid, and this is one of those dumb children jokes that doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
When I was in kindergarten, kids would come up to me and go, are you related to Brooke Shields?
No.
And I would say, well, that doesn't make any sense because it's her first name and it's also not the same name. And people with similar first names aren't related, but they're just like, shut up, idiot. You know, like it was just one of those taunts that don't make sense.
I love that logic, though. Yeah. Like,
but that, if someone said that to you, you just go, you're stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, go away.
Yeah. What's your guys' favorite chips to start this off?
Okay. Should I kick it off, Brooks?
Yeah.
The old standbys, the chips that can never be a wrong option.
Yeah.
Are Miss Vicky's salt and vinegar.
Funny, I was going to say the same thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Those are good. And kettle chips, usually they're a highfalutin chip. Mm-hmm. Their salt and vinegar is a disgrace.
Mm. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no.
But they've got a couple cool ones.
That's true.
Like?
Honey Dijon?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And Backyard Barbecue?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Okay.
They have great flavors, so just like the crunch factor is not, it's not all there.
Yeah, but it's more of an artisanal mush in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And that's nice because you're like, oh, that is like a potato.
Doesn't sound very nice.
Mm. Artisanal mush?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they removed that from the bag.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite chip?
Yeah. I don't know that I have a favorite chip.
Oh,
I think,
come on.
Well, I've regressed in terms of my
flavor.
I'm not a connoisseur anymore.
Okay.
It's because I have children and we just eat garbage.
Like, yeah.
But don't they eat chips all the time?
They love chips, but we buy them like no name brand.
Yeah.
And they're
like,
these are the best. Yeah. So that's what's at my house. And I just kind of go along with that.
Yeah.
By the way, they think that I told them I was doing this podcast and they were outrageously jealous, which doesn't make any sense because they barely know what a podcast is.
That's
and
very
I'm
funny.
Like, yeah, it's about chips. Big deal. Like, you like them. I'm not going to make you. I don't get to eat them any more than I would otherwise.
But they can relate to it.
Yeah. They can relate to it for sure. They like the idea of it for sure.
That's really good.
That's
hear.
Good. Yeah.
Morgan, do you ever get called Gale in the street?
A couple times, definitely on set too. Like when in between scenes, they're like, Gale, what do you think if this camera's here? I just kind of am Gale. I guess I've got when I have the glasses on.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
People kind of call me that. I think I call you Reverend Dave sometimes, too, yeah. which is kind of a big mouthful. It's weird to be like,
yeah,
to call you that in between scenes. But I don't know. When you're shooting, you're kind of in a weird fever dream anyways.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask if you ever get called Reverend Dave on the street.
Yeah. Not on the street.
No. Okay.
In fact, I've never been recognized for anything on the street ever,
which is
fine.
After you do this Chip podcast, though.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to recognize your voice.
Home shopping, you guys. Friend or foe?
Oh, huge fan.
Ooh.
Okay.
Friend.
That wasn't an option, but I like that you went there.
If I could select a third option. Yeah.
Fan.
Yeah. Friend or foe is a weird, that's a strange choice. I mean, what does that entail? How would I be a foe of home shopping?
You can interpret it however you want, I think.
Right. I got to march down there and.
Maybe you're picketing outside of a. I don't know.
You've got a bone to pick with home shopping.
I do have a bone to pick with
it.
Do you? Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
What? I think it's not so bad anymore, but they kind of rippled people off a little bit. That's kind of the vibe of the whole endeavor is they're appealing to, housebound old ladies who got nothing better to do but spend money.
Sell.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
You kind of pay for the friendship. Like people feel like they're being friends with the people on air.
Right.
Because they have live call-ins
a lot.
Yeah, right.
And they talk about the products and everything.
Yeah. Have you done a proper one where you call into a show?
I've never.
You used to do prank calls.
not to home shopping.
Yeah, but to the...
And in fact, I don't even want to disclose to who. But there used to be a show called Nightlight, and it was a religious call-in show. And it started at 2 a.m. You know, as you can imagine, people calling into a religious call-in show at 2 a.m. It's a rough crowd.
Yeah,
like people are really reaching out. So we would just basically just call them and waste their time. It wasn't necessarily that we were trying to like hit anybody over the head. It was more just like, how long can we stay on the phone?
Yeah.
Andy did it for, like, he would get on there and ramble for an hour.
Wow.
Just go on and on and on about his problems, most of which were kind of his real problems.
Have you ever ordered anything on the phone or online that is particularly weird?
No, but my grandmother, and kind of one of my earliest memories of home shopping, my grandmother used to, the odd time, buy me some crappy thing.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, where'd you get it? And it's because she got it from the shopping channel. And it would always be overpriced and a waste of money. And, my mother would say, don't do that.
Don't use that.
Don't ever use the credit card, ever.
What did you get?
Yeah, what were the
items? Main present that I got was it's the most useless product. It was a watch holder is the best way to describe it. It's a thing, a Velcro wristband that you put your watch in.
It's like you feed
the band of the watch into this larger thing that's Velcro that you now have a zipper to put money in as well. It was like one of those made up things that don't make any sense.
But could you see the face of the watch?
Yeah, you could still see the face of the watch. But it was in a Velcro polyester wristband with a place for your money in it.
It was like a
wrist wallet slash watch holder.
Yeah,
yeah, it was absurd.
So weird.
Like, I didn't know what it was. My grandma gave it to me. She thought, this will come in handy. And I thought, okay, if I can figure out what it even is or why. And of course, I didn't want it, but I wore it in front of her once, and then that was fine. But yeah, she probably spent $25 in, like, God knows, like $1987 dollars. Like,
millions.
Grandma, millions of dollars now.
Do you guys create all the, like, fake products that are on Gale Pyle?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And have you ever thought that one of them would be, like, successful in the real world?
Ooh, good question.
Probably not, because they're all,
What about the turkey tenderizer?
The turkey tenderizer, yeah. Which is, like, a massage device, really, in the real world that you just stick in turkey.
I think people would buy that.
Yeah, sure.
I think so, too.
I do.
Yeah. Just to tenderize the meat.
The answer is, I don't know if any of them would be good, but I bet if we actually
sold them
and paid for the airtime to do it, people would buy some of them. For
good
sure.
distinction.
Totally.
Good distinction and probably true.
But they'd be shitty in real life.
Yeah.
They'd be terrible products,
they'd be
but
like the
we could
perfect,
sell lots of them.
Yeah. And they'd be the perfect shop at home thing.
I liked is it the harf, the scarf?
Oh, the hat,
scarf.
But it can be anything.
Some of these, I don't remember the products because I'm standing there with a real person looking at me.
Right, yeah.
So that's like a crazy dream where I'm not even sure what's happening.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any really weird reactions from using real people?
Oh, yeah.
And do they think that it's a real product?
They think they're on live television for the most part.
Are these people who are normally selling on the home shopping channel? Like, what brings them to you?
Craigslist.
Yeah.
Is it all Craigslist?
Well, yeah, it's a casting process where they think they're going to be selling a product on a home shopping channel. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And we bring them there under that pretense.
And then we make them wait.
Yeah, sometimes for way too long.
Way too long. Because we're, like, shooting other shots.
Yeah, I guess we should bring them in now.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the worst.
For the most part, they are into it. Like, some people actually, some people just are good at it and like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of whether it's a, when they find out later that it's a joke, they're kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Okay.
But they don't really care one way or another. Yeah. Other people get upset, though.
Yeah. We had some people, like, we had a woman that cut it off in the middle and was like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
And I think she felt trapped. I think she thought that, like, it was the start of, like, a scare tactic style huge prank where a vampire was going to come out and freak her out.
Yeah.
Because it was so long. It was so drawn out and boring. I think she was like, oh, this is leading somewhere? It wasn't.
Yeah. Which is kind of lame, where it's like you're waiting for the big payoff. And it ain't coming. It's never coming.
But she tried to go, and then we're like, here's the door. You have to show people where the door is if they feel trapped, because it's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's also against the law to, like, actually hold someone against their will. Yeah. So.
Here's the door. Oh. And the guy and the guy that does casting for us is like, I'll give you a ride back to your car. She's like, no, I'm going to walk. And it was like... minus 10, and you know, she just thought everything else was a prank from then on.
Well, once the trust has been violated,
that's
then it's like, I can't trust anybody. Everyone's lying to me. This is all bullshit. They're setting me up.
Yeah.
And you can go to a really dark place.
So that happened once.
Yeah. That was the worst one.
I will say she was quite upset, but then by like a half an hour later, she was like, can I use that footage on my reel?
Yeah. Yeah, she texted the
oh my god. Yeah.
So that was crazy. And she was one of the better people. Yeah. She was really good at what she was doing.
Like good at selling?
Yeah, she was.
And we kind of like that when they come across more like they're good at doing the thing and then the funny part is that Gail's being an idiot.
Yeah. A lot of the time they're better than me.
Yeah.
Like better than Gail is like they're selling.
Well, they're
so
actually
much...
focused on that. Yeah. Whereas Gail's focused on his own problems, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good to do. Mm-hmm. It feels bad. And it doesn't feel like you're getting anything good because their reactions, all you need is just like a slight little look. And in those moments, I'm just trying to plow through, so I'm not even getting to enjoy the little looks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tough.
How long do you do it with them?
Well, sometimes, I don't know, between 20 and 40 minutes.
40,
sometimes we'll really draw it out so that, because sometimes you have to really start easy to build their trust, and then if you're going to ramp into some craziness, you have to like put in the time to like, what do they, boil the frog or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
So they don't jump out.
They don't realize the water's
the
boiling.
Right.
Yeah, if you increase the heat gradually.
But some people come in and you're like, oh, this person's not even aware of me. I can say anything.
Yeah.
We've done like, you know, on other prank shows, like 4 hours and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That seems long enough.
Oh, it's way too long.
Well, didn't you do one where you had to ride in a car? Like,
show, because we've both been, worked on other
pranksters.
Scare Tactics?
Worked on Scare Tactics, worked on some other shows, very similar.
Freak Encounters.
And a few of them were like, Freak Encounters, you would do it out in the middle of nowhere. That one was on Animal Planet. The problem with that show is like you had to get people into, you know, it's the middle of nowhere. You'd be like 2 hours north of the city, and their job that they think they're going to starts at midnight. So then it's like me as an actor with a microphone on driving to pick them up at like some Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Then for half an hour hanging out with them, driving
before
them
the
back.
Before the prank started.
Before the prank, like we're way off camera just lying to their face for half an hour.
Yeah.
Then getting back to the set, then starting the bit. Then the bit goes on forever before you actually get to the really scary part.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, you feel like you're doing a undercover police investigation.
It is like that. Yeah. And then they've probably asked you about your life, and you've heard about their life and their struggles in this half an hour car ride. You're like, we're heading towards a very unpleasant situation, and this person's been through a lot.
Yeah.
This is awful, but we can't turn around now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, your job is to kind of bond with them and kind of get to know them.
Yeah.
You know, and
build
the whole
some
time,
fake
just,
trust.
Yeah, exactly.
It's awful.
Make them trust you so that you can fuck them over later.
Yeah.
And this is just for like the most basic entertainment, you know, like just like
trash TV.
You know? Yeah. So it's so, you know, it's so silly.
And then when you look at it edited, it's like 3 hours of footage edited into 4 minutes, and then it looks fake because everything, you know, moves so quickly.
Right.
But yeah. When you have someone who you don't like, who's arrogant and maybe dumb and full of themselves, then you can not feel so bad about, like, making them look, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Throwing them under the bus a bit
yeah.
more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or you let them throw themselves under the bus. Because
yes.
they'll expose themselves as being either vain or stupid or yeah, whatever. Right. But then you reveal and they're like, oh, my God, I'm on TV. And then they just sign the stupid release.
We made a vain egomaniac think that he was melting coins with his mind.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, and yeah, he was like, yeah, that's the power of my mind. Like, I'm, he was like all kind of hip hop. And he clutched a crystal in his pocket. He's,
yeah.
Right?
Like, that's right. Yeah.
That he was like with him already?
That yeah. he had with him. So he already had this self narrative going on. That was rough to reveal that it was a prank because he had gone.
He was gone deep.
Oh. Yeah.
He had gone so like. Yeah. Like he was Jesus, basically.
We were like, no, dude, this oh, just this spoon was made out of this special metal, and we put a yeah. hot plate underneath.
Yeah.
That's what melted the spoon,
it
not
was
your mind.
So bad. That's such a crash to go from I am Jesus to, yeah. oh, I'm on a stupid prank show and I look like an idiot.
Yeah.
yeah.
He tried to play it cool.
We're going to get a question from our caller to set up the rest of the episode.
Okay.
So we're calling our friend Seb in Montreal.
Okay.
Who has a home shopping story. Yeah, we're going to ask him about it. Yeah.
Great.
Hello.
Hi, Seb.
Hi, Seb.
What's up?
Not.
Was that like a light what's up?
Are you having fun?
Hi, Sophia, and is that Adam there too?
No.
No.
Who is it?
It's
Brooks and Morgan. Oh, sorry.
No, that's great.
It's good.
I was filling in just in case there was the embarrassing thing of you not knowing our names.
No, we.
you know, just like out of fear, I have such naming anxiety that I help everyone all the time.
That's great.
That's
no.
kind of you. Yeah.
Did you get all that time?
I still didn't hear who it
yeah,
was.
It's our
yeah,
it's
yeah.
our friends Brooks and Morgan who you don't know.
Oh, hi, Brooks and Morgan.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
How's Montreal?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
Me? Yeah. I'm just. Sitting around right now.
That's good.
All right.
What are you doing?
I'm literally just sitting around.
Just thinking.
I'm sitting in bed. I just ate some food.
What was for dinner?
Feeling a bit heavy.
Did you eat in bed?
No, I didn't. I ate sitting up.
Nice.
Okay, Seb. We know you have a home shopping story. And we want to hear it. Or is it about your dad?
It's Seb's dad.
Seb's dad. So my dad, Bill.
Yeah,
we hear he has a funny habit.
A funny habit of, well, the last, I mean, he's.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Collects a lot of things, or he used to. But I remember a few years ago, the last thing he did was, I guess he didn't really drink that much or often, but I guess, God, it must have been like 10 years ago now. He got drunk for the first time in like a long time, and he started watching TV at like 2 in the morning when he got home, and there was this thing, it was the Midnight Special, which I guess was like this, it's like the 70s TV show where they like have bands on.
Okay.
And he got all nostalgic for it, and he bought the whole set, but for about 5 years, these things kept coming in on DVD.
Oh, my God.
He would, like, sit me down to watch it, and a lot of it was, like, really bad.
I remember that infomercial.
Yeah. Who was really? In it? It was from Easy Rider. Not Dennis Hopper.
What, the Midnight Special? Midnight Special was
I
that.
Know, but the infomercial.
Oh, right. Like, oh. It was like John Fogerty or somebody.
I remember those times. Yeah. That's what music
Jeez,
was about.
The 60s and 70s.
The 70s, man.
Yeah, the 70s were crazy. What, anyway, buy this DVD collection.
Time. It was a funky time.
It was hosted by this guy, Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack.
Oh, my God. Yeah. First name, Wolfman?
Yeah, Wolfman.
And last name, Jack.
It's more like Wolfman than Wolfman.
Oh, sorry. Wolfman.
I think it's Wolfman.
So he didn't regret it. He just like kept watching it.
No, maybe but recently he's kind of got into this thing where what is that book about like not having any clutter in your house?
Oh, that anymore? Japanese woman?
Like feng shui kind of thing.
Where she's like, yeah, look at something and you say if it brings you joy. You can keep it, but if it doesn't, get rid of it. So he's gotten on that kick, and I don't know if it's from shame or I don't know.
That's a total 180.
But did he get rid of the DVDs or what?
No, there's still some. They're like taking up an entire.
They bring
like,
him joy.
Armoire.
Wow.
Maybe, yeah.
There's some good performances.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. It was great, but there's a lot of crap.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Seb, do you do any online shopping or home shopping yourself?
No, I've never done it, and I was thinking for some reason it pisses me off, and I've never really kind of figured out why.
Is that why you're in bed?
Yeah, I'm pissed off. I'm just
pissed off right now about it.
Yeah.
Seb, I got to ask you another question. I know you work for Lil Ray's Reptiles. A yes, reptile sure museum did. Slash...
It's not a museum. Oh. It's a live reptile zoo.
Okay, reptile zoo.
Yeah, it's a live show.
And I'm wondering if you ever gotten anything really weird in the mail when you worked there.
Like exotic pets.
Or pet like foods. Or like, I don't know, freeze-dried rats or something.
No, I never did. But, I mean, people do. People order, like... I guess people order their food, like crickets and stuff. Online. I don't think I've ever gotten anything interesting in the mail other than like a postcard.
Mm. Oh. Maybe we'll change that.
Yeah.
That's so sad. Okay, well
that about covers it. Now we're all sad, so sad and angry.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm a little bit upset about home shopping, too, you know, for ripping off my grandma. And,
yeah.
It kind of pisses me off.
Ripping off your grandma?
Yeah. I mean, I think it preys on old people, that stuff, right? It plays late at night. It plays 24 hours, and it kind of try to convince old people to spend their money on crap for the most part. And my grandma did that a lot, so it pisses me off, too.
He's pissed.
Yeah, I'm so pissed, in fact.
Just go to a store.
Yeah, exactly.
Store, it's fine.
You're old-fashioned.
So you're not on Prime, huh, Seb?
What is that?
That's what I thought.
Oh, Amazon Prime.
Optimus Prime.
No. I've never done it. I don't know why I have such an aversion. It just doesn't seem like it should work.
It's just not the 70s, man.
It's not the 70s anymore. R.I.P.
True. R.I.P. for sure.
I don't know. I just, I can't do it. Can't bring myself to do it. And when, like, roommates order stuff online, I'm just like, what is this? This is too easy. What you got?
This is kind of deep. Yeah. It's not only, you know, for yourself. It's you're angry at other people.
It's either kind of deep or just stupid.
Mm.
I don't know.
We'll never know.
Yeah. That's the line I like to ride.
Seb, one last question.
Yeah, please.
Do you have a question for us about Chips?
I haven't listened to every episode, but I've never heard, and I mean, I've listened to a lot of them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Seb.
But I've never heard anything about corn chips, and that was the kind of, I would have loved to have been called for corn chips. Have you ever done a corn chip episode? Have you thought about it? Do you like them? Are they boring to you?
That's a lot of questions. Okay.
I got a lot of
can try and do all that.
He's mad and he's got a lot of questions.
About corn.
Mm.
Chips.
We'll try to tackle that. That's a big one, but I think we can do it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Cool.
Have we ever had them?
Have you done dips? Or is it just pure chips?
We have not done dips.
Dips are kind of scary. There's so many of them.
If you do dips, I'll order something online.
Wow.
All right, deal.
Take you up on it.
All right, you guys, you know, enjoy the rest of the episode. I'm gonna keep sitting here.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
All right,
thanks. Okay. Bye. Thank you. Bye, Seb. Bye.
Bye.
He's gonna work on his bed sores.
I'm gonna pull out the chips.
Pull them out.
Okay. How long do you have to stay in bed to get bed sores?
A long
weeks.
Time.
Yeah.
Well, it feels very weird. Having
the interesting weeks. Thing that that
weeks and weeks.
Seb asked about corn chips on
there's only
this
two flavors,
episode.
Though, right? Like Fritos and like plain or barbecue.
But there's
right?
so many tortilla. I think he means tortilla chips.
Oh, I see.
And no, there's so I, many of those.
No.
When I say when someone says corn chips,
no.
No. But when someone says corn chip, I don't think of tortilla chips.
No,
yeah.
They're those
I think
little,
of Fritos, the little
curly ones. Yeah.
But knowing Seb, do you think that he's talking about tortilla chips? Because he's obsessed with tortilla chips, and I think he calls them corn chips.
He loves corns.
Corns.
I wasn't really paying attention.
Is that like cool insider lingo? Oh, yeah,
corns.
Yeah. I can't multitask.
Well, obviously, you've talked about corn chips before.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just talking about
like
potato chips.
Fritos, we've talked. Yeah. We talked, and we've done popcorn, too. So yes,
so
we have.
So what's his answer. Question? That's, so that was the
popcorn's
answer?
Popcorn's not a chip. Sorry.
Popcorn's not a chip?
Of course not.
Up for debate.
It's not
a
chip. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
It's not a
chip. Everything's a chip.
It's a snack.
It's in a bag, it's a chip.
It's a
we
salty
have this philosophy,
snack.
Yeah. It's a chip.
Fine.
So there's your answer, Seb.
So Seb asked about corn chips. Corn is a vegetable. Anyway, today, this episode, we're doing
four different chips. The first one.
Vegetable chips.
Whoa,
Jerusalem artichoke.
Jerusalem artichoke.
Holy shit.
Parsnip with rosemary.
That one sounds good.
Sweet potato.
Yum.
Okay.
And beet.
These look like old bags.
They're not. The reason that they look a little worse for wear is bags. Because they traveled the Atlantic. These were sent to us from our super fan Terry in France.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, is
yeah.
my mom.
Damn. Wow. I love.
Moms in France.
I do really like these. Vegetable chips are good.
These are called the brand is Crusty Sud. I
is
like
that
it.
French?
South, yeah.
That's French.
Crunchy
so.
South.
South crunchy.
South crunchy. And then the tagline is
good.
Naturally
sounds
good.
In English.
Let's each grab a bag and
let's
right.
dig
and
in.
Open.
Sure.
First impressions? One of these is really pungent.
It's my beetroot, I think.
Is it?
It just smells like beetroot.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a pungent
I mean, it's,
odor.
It's fine.
Vegetable chips stink.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
This smells like a pumpkin. Like that's the inside when you're carving a pumpkin.
The Jerusalem artichoke?
Yeah.
It does. It really does.
I just sniffed the microphone.
Can I smell
by
those
mistake.
Ones?
Mine smells like Play-Doh, and it's the sweet potato. Don't give that a whiff.
Oh, yeah. I like the Jerusalem artichoke smell.
That's not going to be good.
Yeah, it doesn't smell great.
This smells better than mine. This one's kind of off-putting.
Were you guys forced to eat vegetables as kids?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do
I
it
didn't
again.
Have negligent parents.
My kids like vegetables.
Okay.
Oh,
these are stale.
These were soft.
They've gone soft.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
The beet tastes like if you were eating raw beet.
These aren't right.
These ones are still crunchy, but not great. These ones, I give that a B at best.
What was
a generous B.
For the sweet potato?
Yeah.
Mm.
Beetroot?
Yeah, that's quite bad. Yeah.
Not a fan. I just don't think beets were meant to be chips.
Those artichoke ones.
Not good?
What is this?
No.
Oh, this is part. This is artichoke.
I don't think I love any of these.
I thought they were all going to be good.
Me too.
They're all really bad.
Them being stale and the bags being compromised.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give this a thumbs down.
Yeah.
Well, here's
is that
the fun
how this
part.
Goes? Like, is
we
that
have
about...
to choose a winner by the end, so
oh,
you guys
really?
Better
oh,
just
shit.
You know,
get a little more discerning.
This is my least favorite. The Play-Doh one is
thinner.
These are stale chips.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's kind of... compromise this whole thing. Let's be honest.
And it's funny because they're called Crusty Sud.
Crusty
and they're not Crusty.
No.
Mushy Sud.
Did you guys ever own reptiles or lizards back to Seb?
I own, and when I was in university, my girlfriend at the time bought me a newt.
Oh?
But my newt
requested?
Escaped. No, it was a surprise for my birthday.
We're
and I had the aquarium.
Newt.
There was a newt. It was really cute. And it.
Cute
but,
newt.
Cute newt. And it, but then one day it just wasn't in the tank anymore, and I couldn't find it until the day I moved out and he was all dried up behind the door in my apartment. Yeah, it was terrible. It was sad.
Do you guys want to play a game? So we have a list of home shopping as seen on TV products, and we'll just name them rapid fire. And if you've ever owned one, you get a point,
okay.
And the person with the most points at the end wins.
I'll tally points.
Wins. What, the rest of these chips?
Yeah. If you're that lucky, yes.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Doesn't that sound great?
I will say, and I've listened to many of your other podcasts, well,
episodes
of this podcast, and I found out that I don't like the sound of people eating.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, you to us. Thank you. You're welcome.
No, it's actually horrible. Of the foods that we chose, though, I think chips were the best.
Yeah.
Because it's not like smushy.
But there's been a couple instances of like that extra sort of masticating after the
that
fact.
That is so gross.
It's so
gross. Try to always cut that out, but it's not always possible.
Yeah.
But the initial crunch is not
too
bad, right?
No, because you could be doing it with a hammer.
Yeah. Exactly.
But that
it's when moisture is involved. It's there's a weird chip mud in your mouth.
We always ask people to come with a dry mouth, typically.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You guys are the exception. But
yeah, we come with wet mouths.
Just show up. Like, don't drink anything all day. Inhale, like, hot air.
It's all for the sound quality. Yeah. We're all about it. Okay, you want to
do this thing?
Listen?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just go rapid fire.
Okay.
Yeah, just like a yes or no.
Yeah.
Okay.
OxyClean.
Yep.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I have.
Does it count if your family owned it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know. That's the stain remover from the guy, Billy Mays, right?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I think so.
Yeah. That's a yes for Morgan.
He's dead, right? Didn't he die of like a cocaine overdose or something?
Yes.
No, he had heart failure, and it might have been related to drugs. I think it was kind of inconclusive. But
let's just call it a cocaine overdose.
In researching this episode, I found out something really heartwarming. At Billy Mays' funeral, all of the pallbearers wore khaki pants and blue polo shirts.
That's nice.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
That's like
it's just a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I love that. Ginsu or Ginsu knives?
I think I did have a Ginsu.
Oh, that's the one knife. That you cut through a metal pipe.
Yeah, but don't. Yeah, and then a tomato right after.
Yeah, there's no point to do.
No, this is stupid.
I never had one.
Little fun fact on that one, doesn't mean anything in Japanese, marketed as a Japanese product, made by two white guys in Ohio.
Yeah, that's not great. Surprising.
Yeah.
Thighmaster?
I have, yes, sort of. I have used one, and I'm not sure if I owned it or my sister owned it. It wasn't mine
in
personally,
the family.
But it might have been in the family.
Okay.
And I've definitely used one.
Yeah.
That's got to count as one.
Places where I was babysat as a kid, they would have those.
Okay. Yeah.
But as a 6-year-old boy or whatever, you would not really understand how to use it properly.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You'd give it a couple squeezes and you'd throw it down like, this is stupid.
Wait, fun fact.
You were doing the babysitting?
No, I was being babysat.
6-year-old babysitter.
Okay.
Babysat. You were popular in the neighborhood.
Yeah. I was like, how many houses are you going to babysit?
Yeah,
where you
6-year-old
just
babysitter.
ShamWow?
Yes.
Yes, I've owned a ShamWow.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Vince Offer, another classic.
Have you looked?
Person.
Yeah. Have you looked into Vince Offer's personal history?
Oh, I sure have. Yeah,
it's something else.
It's crazy.
And yeah,
I have a friend, Nick Flanagan, was in a
Vince that's
Offer
right
commercial.
He was in that's right.
Whatever. What was that newer mop? A certain mop.
Oh yeah, because it was the follow up to the ShamWow.
Yeah, and that was shot here.
Yeah,
and
the commercial, and it was like a 2-week shoot or something.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was like
an
insane. Long shoot. I don't know. They were probably just really ineffective.
Yeah.
Well, Vince Offer is basically a failed comedian who just became a product guy.
And also ex-Scientologist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And, you know, prostitute abuser.
Yeah. He's been arrested for, a couple times, I think.
He's not
great.
He's not
he's
a good
not,
one.
No.
The Snuggie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had one.
And we parody that on Gale as the Snug. It's an armless Snuggie.
Yeah.
It's just a tube and it's constricting.
Yeah, it's actually really dangerous. Yeah, it's very dangerous.
The slob stopper, which the catchphrase is, bibs aren't just for babies and it's for commuters.
What?
Commuters. It's an adult bib for commuters.
So if you're like eating while you drive or on the subway.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think mostly it's targeted towards people who drive. But the subway makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So,
but people are eating
so embarrassing when you
like
slop
messy things while they're driving. Like that's dangerous. Yeah.
It is dangerous. And hot coffee and stuff like that.
You got like a 2-hour commute. You're so hungry.
And you got to get there on time for
the
big pitch.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Do you eat when you drive?
I don't drive. If I did, maybe, honestly.
You did.
Yeah. I'll eat McDonald's.
It sucks when you're getting food in your car. It sucks for sure.
Yeah.
But no, I would never do that. I would never do such a thing.
Okay.
Okay, finally, the Better Marriage blanket. It's a fart absorbent blanket.
I don't believe that's real.
It is real.
It's real.
It's real. Whether or not it's effective.
These last few are like comedy ones that you guys came up with before.
This is all pure research.
Pure.
So we take it no on the fart absorbent blanket.
Oh, God. No.
Tally it up. Who's the winner?
Brooks by
one. Definitely, yeah.
Nice one, Brooks.
Yeah. So congratulations.
You get all these stale chips.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Feels good?
It feels great. It feels great, yeah.
Do you guys feel like playing another game?
Sure.
Yeah, one more game. One more game. This game's good.
This is a really good one.
Oh, no, just getting for it. This one's going to be really good.
Okay. That last one was really good, though.
The game doesn't really have an official name. We'll call it Mix Up. So the goal is that we're going to like create a home shopping channel product. Mm-hmm. And there's four elements to create it. We need the name of the product. We need a short description of the product. We need a tagline. And then we need the target demographic.
So we each get one of those things.
Okay.
So we're going to think about these things separately. And then we'll like
come together to make one.
Okay, so Morgan, do you want to do the title?
Yeah, but I have to do the name without knowing what it's going to be.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's like a Mad Lib kind of.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sophia, I guess you do the tagline.
Okay.
And then what were the other things? I do the description of what it is. You do the tagline.
Okay.
Target demographic.
Okay.
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 Ready.
The sharpshooter.
Don't forget about it.
Shines your belt buckles.
For elderly people who suffer from water retention.
That's beautiful.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
One more?
Yeah. Should we roll down the line? Okay. So your title, tagline, description, and target demographic.
Okay.
Oh, so I'm description now? Shit.
Yeah. Okay. The green onion.
Better than spaghetti.
It's the last thing you put on before you leave the house. Does that even count as a description? Sorry, fucked it up.
For kids that won't eat dinner.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, worked out great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you guys want to try one
more?
Roll
down
one.
Sorry,
I blew it.
Okay,
so now I'm doing the description?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jiggly jets.
Cats love it.
It's a mop for your car.
For people who like vegetable chips.
Wow.
Oh, that one's going to sell for sure.
Mixed messaging. Yeah. You know, you just confuse people into buying
people.
It.
Like cats love it. Okay.
But
sure.
You know what the logic is there? You probably, everybody can relate to one aspect of that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So exactly.
I think the
covering all your
bases.
It's a
seed. Yeah.
You put everything in one.
Oh my gosh, Morgan, I wanted to ask you. Were you in the Much Music video search or VJ
search? Yeah.
That
was my first thing I ever did.
Y2K, baby.
Yeah.
In Y2K. Okay. Can you
Did the Y2K affect it?
Yeah, it made it so I didn't win. It was crazy.
I blame everything on that Y2K bug.
No.
No.
I don't. There was no second.
No.
I don't know when that second
that,
place. Someone said second place, and I always just went along with it, but there was no second place.
Oh.
How many people were in it with you?
Two.
Seven.
No.
Yeah. I think there were six or seven of us.
But that was out of, like, and probably hundreds of people that auditioned or whatever.
I would say thousands, I'd hope.
Thousands.
Across Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Bradford was the winner that year, Bradford Howe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really funny, wild, sweaty guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he definitely deserved it. That's when Much Music, like, cared about personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only reason they would never hire
Bradford
now.
They don't even have personalities anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's over now, right?
It's at the Sock. Yeah.
He was.
That's Much Music, right?
Yeah.
Steve
Local
Kirstner,
celebrity.
Is that what that guy's name is?
Yep.
Yeah. We went on his show as Cock Guns.
Yeah, that was crazy. Insane. And
on Ed the Sock show?
Late night show.
Oh, my God.
And the guests sit in the hot tub.
Yeah, we sat in the hot tub.
In the studio.
And we were in character as the band that we played on the show.
Wow.
And there were strippers in the hot tub with us. And it was in this grimy studio, and it was cold in the hot tub. Like, it was actually kind of miserable as an experience.
That sounds
but
horrible.
Yeah.
It was
that
cool.
Is
and
such
we
a behind
so
the music.
And we were stoned,
the socks.
Too.
Yeah,
we
were
so it was like a...
Yeah.
It
was
horrible.
Fun. It was horrible. But
it was cool.
A little bit fun.
How is Ed's bikini bod?
He wasn't in a bikini.
No, he can't be. He's, you know, he's a puppet. He can't get wet.
It's a joke.
It wasn't.
Oh, fuck. It's entirely possible that he could have been in
it.
He could have been wearing a bathing suit.
But was he in the hot tub, too?
No.
No.
Oh.
That's why it's weird.
That definitely makes it way weirder.
Yeah.
And they, like, assigned stripper babes to you. Mm-hmm. So that's also kind of just, like, mm-hmm. why is this yeah. happening?
Just that.
Just because it's part of the show. That's why. Just yeah. deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That weird kind of yeah. trashy shtick.
Can you walk Forget me through one challenge you did for the VJ search?
Interviewing iMother Earth.
Whoa.
Wow. And?
Pretty good. I mean, it was post the original lead singer, so it was this new guy. Yeah, I think they were into me because I asked an actual question. There was this other competitor who was just, he would just talk about himself the whole time. So mm-hmm. he was like, iMother Earth, what do you think of my music video? And played them his music video. Oh, and they're like, yeah, it's very weird. Cool. Yeah.
And did they like?
But was the challenge that they? Sorry to interrupt. No. They judge that iMother Earth judge you?
Yes.
Lightly. No. Mm. They just kind of sat there and cycled through different people interviewing them. I mean, this was before reality TV yeah. was really like mm-hmm. figured out. So yeah. it was like the more casual Much Music environment kind of
yeah.
style programming where it's just like very loose and
okay.
non-processed. You know, it's like just here's some airtime. You have a go. Yeah. Yeah. And play some music videos.
Did they, like, keep you for the entire time that you were in the running to become a VJ?
Yeah, because it was just a weekend, so I flew in on a Friday.
Oh.
This was my first thing I'd ever done.
Really?
I auditioned from Victoria, BC, and never been to Toronto, was flown what? Here. Arrived on a Friday, was on Electric Circus.
Oh, my God. You so had a suddenly real Toronto you're like,
you
experience.
Gotta go and dance on Electric Circus.
Which is amazing.
Whoa. Went out for dinner with whatever the producers and VJs, and then had the whole weekend there, and then by Sunday night, they announced the winner.
That's so rapid turnover.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
More importantly, what did you wear to Electric Circus?
Yeah.
I think I had frosted tips.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
I think I just... I think
he's
I,
from out west.
I think I went there with...
That's
not,
cool.
Maybe not
That's
frosted
really
tips.
Cool.
No, it was like more like... some highlights and yeah. sort of spiky. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But spiky.
I think I was wearing
gel.
Like 70s polyester shirts at that point.
Mm,
cool.
So it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I played good music videos.
Yeah,
I
cool.
played like Bjork and I don't know, just good videos.
You were the cool VJ.
I was, but then there was this other girl who was like really serious and cool and she went on to direct like a bunch of music videos and like Swollen Members music videos.
Wow.
Wendy, Swollen Members. Wendy Morgan.
Okay, she's our winner.
I think I need to, unfortunately, taste all of these again.
Yeah,
same. God. Because
yeah.
I have no
unfortunately
idea.
Unfortunately, is right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to grab one of each. And
we got to choose one.
I think I made my choice, okay. but I'm ready to be swayed any direction that you guys want to go.
Because
also we can only leave with one
mm-hmm,
winner.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We have to all agree.
Okay, so we have to, like, it's like a jury
deliberate.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. This mm-hmm. is like 12 angry men right
okay,
now.
Okay, four hungry
four disappointed wimps.
Okay, I think
they should make that movie. For sure.
I think I know.
I'm going to be arguing for a side that's not going to be popular. So,
and this is actually a shocking development when I think about it for my own, because I came full circle.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah. Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Parsnips
and Rosemary.
Whoa!
Is that across the board?
That's great. Yeah.
But they were the most stale.
Yeah.
And
but
maybe
I think they actually are the best.
That's something.
They're the least gross.
To note.
And you know what it is? It's rosemary. Rosemary is a really nice spice.
You're right.
You're right. Absolutely.
I'd say it's an herb, but
oh yeah, yeah, herb. Thank you, Brooks. It's a good
no
herb.
Problem.
You're yeah. a good herb, Rosemary.
Good herb.
Good herb.
JustChips.com. The podcast, not the website.
We are your hosts and producers.
Zoe Robertson
and Sophia Lepage.
Our guests today were
Morgan Waters
and Brooks Gray
of
The Amazing Gale Pile.
Wow!
That wasn't planned. That was not planned.
Our audio engineer today was
Deanna
DD
Moreno.
The theme song is I blew it.
No, that's pretty
okay.
Great.
The theme song is by
Fez Gielen, Bram Gielen's brother. Recorded at Eggplant Picture and Sound in the heart of downtown Toronto.
This is a Sumo Audio production.
And that's a squeaky chair.
It sure is. I've been squeaking up a storm over here.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.